Good morning, everybody. How are y'all doing this morning? Yeah? Starting to feel that camp burn? You know what I'm talking about? The butter? What? Oh, Wrangler breakfast. You're feeling the Wrangler breakfast burn. All right. That's a good one. Awesome. Well, I'm excited to get to be here and keep digging into this vine passage. Get it? Digging in. Gardner. Okay, come on. Yeah, give me the groans. All right, awesome. But we got a little reviewing to do, so who knows our first character? Oh, man, yeah. That's one of the characters. Oh, Jesus the vine. Okay, he corrected himself. Ready? Here we go. All right, and the next character. God the gardener, God the father, that's right. Uh-oh. Oh, wow, nice one. Way to go, get it. All right, and the next character in the red shirt right back there. Disconnected branches, that's right, very good. Oh, all right, good, she got it. All right, back there. Yep. The connected, very good. Oh, good catch. You saved her life. Okay. Good job. And we have more to review still. Okay. So last night we talked about the gospel. What does the word gospel mean? Way in the back. What is it? Yes, you got it. Okay. I'm going to have to go overhand for this one. That was kind of a bad throw. Did he get it? You got it? Oh, okay, here's one more. That was a bad throw. Oh, that was a bad throw. Oh, my gosh. Last try. They curve. Man, I'm going to have to start doing handoffs, I guess. That's what I mostly did as a quarterback, as you can tell. All right, so the gospel is the good news, and specifically it's the good news about Jesus. Now, who remembers what the G in the acronym stood for? All right, right there with the sunglasses. God, very good. There we go. All right. And the O. Our, that's right. Our. Hey, I'm going to give 2 starbursts to somebody who thinks they can give me the God sentence. The whole sentence. Wow, God created us to be with him. That's right, way to go. All right. And can anyone do the whole our sentence? Our? Yeah? Our sin separates us from God. Very good. Nice work. All right. And then, yes, I'm just going to go for the sentences because you guys are so good this morning. So the S is for sin. What is the sentence? Okay. Okay, all right. That's all right. Yes, sin cannot be removed by good deeds. Very good. Nice job. Sin cannot be removed by good deeds. There's nothing we can do. Remember, that's what he said. Part A of the gospel, you can't. We can't fix ourselves, guys. We need God to do that work in us. All right? And then P was paying. All right, paying. You got this one?
The price was paid by Jesus when he died on the cross.
Yes, paying the price for sin, Jesus died and rose again. That's our little poem, right? Paying the price for sin, Jesus died and rose again. And E is for everyone. You know this one back there? That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Everyone who trusts in Jesus Christ alone has eternal life. Very good. Everyone who trusts in Jesus Christ alone has eternal life. And that has word is one of my favorites. Because when we trust in Jesus, it's not like we just get eternal life someday when we die and go to heaven. Eternal life starts now and lasts forever. I just gave you a really big hint on the last sentence. Life with Jesus. Yeah. Not just starts now and... Lasts forever. Very good. Life with Jesus starts now and lasts forever. That's the gospel, you guys. And that's what we talked about last night. So we want to dig back into our passage. So if you want to, I did it again. I did another pun. Okay, John 15. John 15, why don't you open your Bibles to John 15. And today we want to talk about a word that we don't use very often. We don't use this word very often. Pruning. Pruning. This is not like when you've been in the water too long and your fingers turn all weird. So let me just read our first few verses here of John chapter 15. Jesus says to his disciples, "I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit, so they will produce even more. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me." To kind of help us think a little bit about this idea of pruning, how many of you guys have seen the Chronicles of Narnia? Or read, maybe? Read? Okay, a lot of you. Good. The Voyage of the Dawn Treader? Okay. Who's the punk kid in Voyage of the Dawn Treader? Oh, man, Eustace. Oh, they all knew that one. Eustace, that's right. Yeah, he's kind of a punk. For those of you who don't know the story, so Narnia is this magical world that's a different world than ours. And the first time we meet these characters, Lucy, Edmund, Susan, and Peter, they find Narnia through a wardrobe. They are playing hide and seek, and Lucy goes in the wardrobe, and she's like, "Man, it's kind of cold in here." And she goes, and she finds this whole new world, all right? And they have adventures in this world. This particular movie opens with just Lucy and Edmund in, I think it's their aunt and uncle's house or something. And they have to visit their punk cousin, Eustace Scrub. What a great name, Eustace Scrub. Do you guys have any punk cousins? yeah. No, not punk brothers, John. No. But Eustace really was a punk. I mean, he was just mean. He had a bad attitude. He was annoying. Well, he comes into the room, and he's annoying Edmund and Lucy. And all of a sudden, this painting on the wall starts leaking water. And all of a sudden, the whole room is filled with water, and they're underwater, and when they come up out of the water, all three of them are in Narnia. And they are taken onto this ship, the Dawn Treader. And so they're on this adventure with Prince Caspian. And Eustace is... He has no idea where he is. He's blown away. And he starts stealing stuff. He starts getting into fights with Reepicheep, the little mouse. That's awesome. And so I have a video I want to show you guys. It's a music video, actually. But it's all scenes from the Voyage of the Dawn Treader. And it basically focuses on the journey that Eustace goes on. So while they're on this journey of the Voyage of the Dawn Treader, Eustace also goes on a journey. So take a look. All right. Well, if you haven't seen Voyage of the Dawn Treader, I highly recommend it. And the books are great as well. We all have things in our lives, you guys, that drag us down, that are hurting us and are hurting the people around us, that are hurting our relationship with God and our relationship with others, that are getting in the way of us living the best life we could ever live. We all have those things. Pruning. The long definition of pruning is the process of cutting away the bad things or the things that get in the way, or even cutting back the good things so that a plant can be at its most fruitful. Remember that video that we watched of the business in the front, party in the back guy talking about the vine? And he talked about how they had to pull off, he was pulling off green leaves. He was pulling off bunches of grapes so that the vine could be at its most fruitful. So pruning isn't just about getting rid of sin. Of course it's that. But it's also sometimes we have to get rid of good things so that we can have the best things. And that's the hardest kind of pruning. So the short definition of pruning is cutting back or cutting away what doesn't help us bear fruit in Jesus. And the short definition is cutting back or cutting away. Cutting back or cutting away. So there's some great news in our passage. For those of us who are trusting in Jesus, verse 3 tells us, you have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. So this is something that God has already done through the gospel, and he promises to keep on doing. Remember, God the Father is the gardener. He is committed to making us fruitful. Philippians 1:6 says that he who began a good work in you, and that's talking to all Christians, he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of the Lord Jesus. So it's not like cross your fingers and hope that God will keep pruning you. No, he will if you're a Christian. If you are trusting and following Jesus, pruning will happen in your life. And so we're not the gardener. We're not the vine. We are branches. We are branches. And so we don't get to choose what God wants to prune or how he's going to prune, but we can choose to either cooperate or fight against the pruning. And it's a lot more painful if you fight against the pruning. And so today I want you guys to think about what needs to be pruned in your life, so that you can be more fruitful for Jesus, so that you can live that life with him that starts now and lasts forever. Sometimes it's hard to believe that a process as painful as pruning can really be leading us to life. But I'm here to tell you guys, I have been through depression. I've struggled with anxiety, with obsessive compulsive disorder. I've had trials in my life, and those trials are some of the times where I've learned the most and grown so much closer to Jesus. And God's used those times in my life to help me live a better life with him. You can trust God, the gardener, to prune you. And so think about that. What does God want to prune in your life so that you can be closer with Jesus? Cabin leaders, if you guys need small group question sheets as we prepare to dismiss in a little while to small groups, Kristen has those in the back. Yes, okay. Or they're just right on the ledge back there if you still need small group sheets. So let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you are the great gardener. Thank you that you are committed to our best, not just good enough, not just okay, but our best. And our best is to be fully alive branches, bearing much fruit as we remain in Jesus. Thank you so much, Jesus, that you have paid it all. Thank you that you laid down your life. You died on the cross for our sins, and you rose again from the dead in victory, and that by simply trusting in you, Jesus, we can receive the gift of eternal life. And thank you so much that we get to be a part of the vine. Help us to remember that we're branches, that life doesn't come from us, it comes from you. Help us to trust your pruning process. Help us to be open to cutting out whatever it is that's getting in the way, even if it's good things, that we would be open and responsive and obedient to cut those things away. So I pray that you'd speak to all of us today, each one of us, and what you want to prune out of our lives. Thank you that you are faithful, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.